Well, good evening, everyone. This is I here from the Red Rocks. Comedy team's already here. So, today's call is about spiritual direction and guidance, and it is before the new moon. And we suggest that you listen to this during the perhaps the 3 days of the full moon. I'm sorry, the new moon coming up. New moons, new beginnings. So we're going to do some new beginnings today. So here's the question. Where are your clear answers to your questions? Are they coming from other people? Are they coming from your higher self? Are they coming from books? Are they coming from telesummits that you listen to? Or even events like this? So let's take a deep breath and just relax into this call. So you want to let go of the day, let go of your to-do list, activate, call in the pillars of light for the four corners of your room. We're going to call in all of the support team now for you. So this will be on many levels. Make sure that your spine, your back, is in a comfortable position. Okay, and let's just do a tune-in to the group. For all those that are tuning in now, all those that will be tuning in on replay, all those that will be purchasing this event, let's just tune in and make a heart connection with this group so that we can become one mind today, one energy, living one vibrational energy, L-O-V-E. So, when we talk about spiritual direction and guidance, are we talking about the God within? What are we talking about here? Take a deep breath. So, today we're going to learn to move through some emotional blocks and psychological barriers that may be in the way of you receiving 100% clear guidance, you know, through your GPS system. GPS, what does that stand for? You guys can make it up. GPS. I'm sure you can be very creative and you can post it on the webcast or in Facebook. Your divine GPS. What is it? So, we are becoming a clear and perfect channel, aren't we not? And when we talk about grace, what is that? To me, it's really undefinable, but you can feel it. It's really hard to name that energy. But you know what it is when you experience it. So, let's call forth that power right now, collectively. The power of grace to be throughout this call, to be in your field of expression, in your awareness. We're going for empowered illumination through trusting your knowing and instincts, liberating your joyful connection within. Now, in our copy, we had mentioned about the Holy Grail. Well, what is it? The Holy Grail. Let's feel into that for a moment. Let's go beyond what was written in the Bible, in books, on the internet, YouTube, etc. We want you to tap into your knowing of the Holy Grail and how that energy, that vibration, can move in your life. And let's make a choice and an intention to give up the crutches, the spiritual, energetic, emotional, psychological crutches we have regarding other teachers and gurus, healers, channelers, psychics, etc. The crutches, you know. It's time to take off the training wheels to your bicycle. You can ride your own bicycle now without falling over. Deep breath. So open up the palms to receive. Open up the bottoms of the feet to receive. And feel as if the earth is like your platform that you stand upon in strength and courage. And indeed, the earth is your grounding reference. Remember, the higher you go vibrationally, the deeper you have to go with your grounding, or else you're going to be out of balance. So if you're going 100,000 miles up into the stratosphere, and you need to go that deep with the groundings through your feet. On all levels, not just this energetic physical level, but on other levels as well. Fifth dimension, sixth dimension, etc. Okay, let's breathe. All right, call in your support team. All 12 dimensional levels. Let's just assume, for the sake of presentation, that your awareness exists on 12 divine levels that make up the 144, that make up the 144,000 levels. All right, and we've got some dimensional levels to go for the embodiment process, etc. So call forth your support team from all of those dimensional levels. You can just intend 144,000, or if that seems like overwhelm, you can do 144, and if that just seems like too much, just do 12. And ask them to be a mirror, a reflection for where you are at right here, right now, so that you can begin to get feedback, clear feedback as to where you are. So let's take a deep breath and just breathe here and now. Breathe here, and you can intend, I am here, I am now, I am. I am here, I am now, I am present, and I am. And when you intend, I am, feel that resonation. That's a funny word. Feel the resonance in your body of the I am, which is the closest thing with words that we could name, if you will, your infinite spirit. So begin to feel around you, around your body, this unbounded, unlimited space that's timeless, doesn't contain time or the dimensions of time, space, and distance. It's unbounded, meaning it has no limitations. That infinite space. Now, that space that you feel around you, around your body, is also that same space that's inside of you. Internal and eternal. Okay, let's run some energy through your bodies now. This is going to run through your chakra system and your meridians and your nadis. Nadis are connector points. You have power points associated with your physical body, so you're going to, through your knowing, activate those, open those up. That would include your solar plexus, your sun chakra, which is part of your solar plexus, part of your belly button, cosmic center. There's power points in the brain. There's power points that connect to the spine. There's power points that activate your still point, you know, that sacred space behind your physical heart. All right, we're going to call in some purple, violet light. Now, it could be anywhere from a purple to a violet or a combination thereof. And just allow it to run through your meridians, through your chakra points, thereby influencing your organs in your body and the endocrine system, primarily your thymus, your pineal, pituitary, your thyroid, solar plexus, your kidneys, spleen. Now let's follow this purple violet light that's beginning to purify your system. Let's follow it by a clear light. This is prime source energy, the clear light. It's the light of creation. And just allow that naturally just to move through you. There's nothing to do but just stay open and allow. You don't even have to receive this. Just allow it. Let it move through your brain. Let it move through your torso, all your joints, your emotional body, your mental body, your soul body. Let it move through the earth star, your soul star chakra points. Let it move through the left side of you, the right side of you, the space below your feet, and the space above your head. And if you space out, not to worry. If nothing is happening, that's all good. And you may have some visionary experiences. Just allow everything to pass through, as it were. Holding on to nothing. And you may now begin to feel kind of empty inside, like there's nothing inside your body, or your aura just feels really empty. We're letting go of clutter. We're letting go of these things that block your knowing from moving through into your life. Now, if you feel a little fragmented these days, all you need to do is call back your fragments back to here, back to now, through the breath, breathing in through the nose, exhaling either out the nose or out the mouth, whichever is more comfortable, but just stay with the breath. That'll keep you in the now moment. If you feel yourself spacing out, just bring yourself back to your body. You feel the power of the pillars of light. Feel the support around you. Now, you're going to call forward into your awareness, again, your Holy Grail, your Ark of the Covenant, your Yoga of Bliss, the power of grace and blessings, whatever you want to call it. and allow it to stand by, if you will. Now, bring your awareness to the left side of your body and just feel that space. Not think about it, but you're just going to feel. Feel the space that's to the left of you. So basically your left side. Now, wherever you sense resistance of any kind, any level of fear or doubt, or anxiety, or stress, or tension, or conflict, just be aware of it for right now. But move your awareness to the whole left side of your body, going out about 3 feet or so, and just feel. Now, keep your awareness in the solar plexus area of your body. And whatever resistance, anything that does not feel in resonance with your spirit, whatever that feels not aligned or in synchronicity, synthesis, with your being, you're going to feel and imagine you're going to bring that space, if you will, into your solar plexus. You might have one big one, you might have many little smaller ones. Just bring it in to your solar plexus and tell this space that we're moving you home, back to home. Now, you may get very emotional doing this. That's all right. That is actually normal. Start bringing these pieces, if you will, these fragments, into your solar plexus as if you are welcoming them back home. And you're simply going to love it as it comes back into your core. You're going to fully accept it and love it. Whatever it is, you may get flashbacks, memories, visions, some level of knowingness. Just be with it. Keep breathing. Now we're going to call in actually your ancestors at this point and all of your family members, spiritually speaking. And we're going to ask them to do the same thing that you're doing with wherever they are so that they can also begin to initiate clarity with spiritual direction and guidance. With alignment to the many parts of themselves. All right, now you feel quite a bit lopsided, All right, now bring your awareness to the right side of your body out about at least 3 feet. And again, you're just going to use your senses, not your thinking, your senses to feel this space and to become aware of very heavy thought forms, if you will. Whatever begins to feel heavy with your beliefs, your attitudes, the way that you perceive everything, whatever is feeling heavy, just become aware of that and invite it to come into your core, into your solar plexus. For assistance, you can call forth the power and frequency of cobalt blue, followed by the clear light. Taking a deep breath every now and then, continuing to receive through your hand chakras and through your feet chakras. Whatever flashes before you, just be aware and then let it go. Hang on to nothing, attach to nothing. If you are starting to hear clairaudiently, just allow. Do not try to decipher what you are hearing. Just let it come. Now, stay in your core and feel a balancing between your right and your left sides. You know, like a teeter-totter? So it's not going to be up or down. Either end is going to be equal level. Right? That could be your symbology. So stay with your left and right side energetically until your teeter-totter is like totally balanced. Okay, good. Take a deep breath. Now let's bring awareness down below your feet into the earth. Now, you're going to anchor your body into that part of the earth that represents clear spiritual direction and guidance. Or clarity of purpose. We're also going to call in the spirit of your pets to receive this activation. For they too have spiritual direction. They are guided. If any of your pets are having medical challenges, we're going to ask them to go into the zone, the Isis zone, the Pearl zone, end up on their back so they can expose their stomach area, which really is their sensitive part, so they can receive. It's okay for them to snore. Yeah, they took on your snoring pattern. And envision that your pets are being taken care of right now, that they are being administered to by way of the Archangel Kingdom. And the Fairy Kingdom. And other inner kingdoms of the earth. And we're going to ask them telepathically that they can begin to release whatever human condition that they have brought into their bodies, that they now be released of these human conditions, whether it's arthritis, overweight, heart conditions, blood pressure issues, diabetes, cancers, lumps in their body, vision issues. Energy issues. So if you are also feeling some heaviness coming from your pets, know that they took on that energy from humans and primarily from their master. We're going to ask them to let it go. It's as if for a moment gravity is being reversed in their bodies and that heaviness is being literally uplifted out of them. It's almost like they're put in a timeless zone. Like in suspended animation kind of a thing. So they may be a little spacey for the rest of the evening, so just know that. And remind them to drink more water. Okay, bring your awareness back to your core. Now we're going to activate pineal pituitary thalamus up in your brain. Take a deep breath in. Exhaling out everything. Allow the whole face to become relaxed. All the muscles in your face, your eyelids, your jaw, your forehead, your tongue. Relaxing the shoulders, relaxing the fingers, relaxing the toes. As your body goes into deep relaxation, it becomes more aware, as are you, your awareness. The more relaxed I am, the more awake I am. Now again, bring your awareness to below your feet. And we're going to ask you to feel again, not think, you're going to feel resistance to manifesting on this planet. Considerations, fearful considerations perhaps, hesitancy, procrastination, doubt. But you're going to feel where in your level of manifestation you are blocking yourself. To where you're not receiving, where you're not using full capacity in your manifesting your destiny, your life path, your purpose, your soul signature upon the earth. And you're going to bring those little levels of resistance and doubt into the solar plexus. Bring it up. Allow your power center to embrace these fragments. You could have a number of reasons for not manifesting upon the earth in the unconscious. Permission to do so might be one. Recognition of who you are might be another one. Lack of validation for who you are and why you're here could bring up old memories from the past of all these I can't, I won't, I should, demands, expectations. Obligations to do for others but not for yourself, whatever it might be. Just feel and become aware and then bring it up into the solar plexus to be loved unconditionally by your I am. Okay, we're going to give you a few minutes in silence to really get into this one, because this is a biggie for many, many people. The inability to manifest what you really want to manifest in a spiritual way. There are reasons. No money, no support, no knowledge, or not enough. Or am I good enough? What will people think? What will they say? Not enough time. Not enough creativity. If you are feeling a bit stuck in the moment, invoke the pink ray into the space below your feet. You're going to open up the channels in your ankles. And if you've had ankle injuries, it might bring up on a very subtle or maybe very obvious level any trauma that's still trapped. Well, this could also include any injuries to your feet in general. Bone spurs, plantar fasciitis, Achilles issues, joint issues, arthritis in the toes, flat feet. Now, as you begin to draw into your solar plexus, the fragments from below your feet. As you bring awareness back up to the solar plexus, open up the knee joints, allow that pink light to circulate in your knee joints. Knee problems, very common. Knee injuries, very common. Arthritis, rheumatism in the knees, calcification, surgeries, achiness. Let the power of the light be your medicine. Allow it to be your drugs of choice. Allow it to be your homeopathic remedy. And as you come up to the solar plexus, open up the hips, open up the hip joints, the psoas muscle. Your sacrum, tailbone, your coccyx. Open up your spine all the way up to your atlas. Allow the energy to self-correct any curvature in the spine, deformities in the spine, injuries to the spine, spinal fusions, cracked vertebrae, bulging discs, herniated discs. Whiplash. Allow a gentle, natural self-correction of your body. If your body starts to shake, or if you begin to feel really deep emotions, just allow. Feel a little nauseous, just allow it. Okay, keep awareness in the solar plexus. Okay, we're going to extend awareness now up through the neck, releasing the neck, releasing the constriction in the neck. That's another one of your power centers. It's the bridge that connects heart and mind, or heart and brain. This is where you've shut down your ability to fully communicate. Spiritual direction and guidance. If your neck is blocked, that cannot come in. The guidance, the clarity for direction. Allow that pink light to settle into the base of the skull. It's a healing power there for your the top part of your spine, C1, C2, C3. Also, any brain injuries, head traumas, concussions. Just allow. There's nothing to do. Not even receive. Just allow. Allow and know that you are being administered to by the powers that be for your divine benefit. So, symbolically, take away all of the filters, take away all of the restrictions that are around your neck, and maybe even in your neck, your throat. This could be symbolic collars, like they used to have in the days of slavery, where they would put a collar around the slave, hooked to a chain. Does it keep you from running away? Symbolically, begin to release all collars around the neck. Anything that restricts the function of your throat chakra, your divine speech, your empowerment. When you shut down as a little kid for whatever reason, you began to constrict your throat chakra. Little kids should be seen and not heard, basically. Okay, now it's time for you to be heard. Anything that's wrapped around the neck could be even symbolically like a scarf. Take it off. Feel that pink beginning to saturate your throat and the back part of your neck and the base of your skull. It's a little bit like a healing salve. Ointment. Now, what if the Holy Grail was sitting in your neck? What would you do? What if the Ark of the Covenant was in your neck, in your throat, the Yoga of Bliss? What if your God light was actually in your throat and you didn't know it? Okay. Take a deep breath and bring awareness up above the head. All the way up into the light. Source light. Go all the way. Do not stop until you get there. Literally going through the great central sun, even beyond, into the source, deep into the void, into the formless, into the unknown. Now, as you gently bring awareness back towards your body, as you're coming back, symbolically speaking, you're going to become aware of any resistance, fears, doubts to staying completely connected with Source. And you're going to bring it back into the solar plexus. And the clear light within your solar plexus is going to move in through all dimensional levels. Realigning, recalibrating all your many 144,000 frequencies, vibrational frequencies, to the one. To the one frequency. Now your core is going to now orchestrate a divine balancing again between what is above you and what is below you. Again, much like a teeter-totter. So envision a teeter-totter with your vertical field until your teeter-totter is level. And then take a deep breath. Now you are balancing the four directions of your being. Now we're going to ask all of your support team to mirror back to you where you are at right now, right here. To mirror back and reflect to you who you are and where you're at in this now moment. So now, simply receive. We'll give you a few moments in silence. Okay, take a slow breath. Now feel your I am. Being very present within your solar plexus and your heart center. Your third eye center, bottoms of your feet, the palms of your hands, and in your spine. In your throat. Okay, reground just a little bit here. Now, for the rest of the day and into next week and into the rest of this month, your homework assignment is to feel the Holy Grail inside your body, to feel the Ark and the Covenant inside your body, the yoga of bliss and the power of grace and blessings inside your body, as a living presence. And whenever you are aware that you're moving into some level of worry or stress or anxiety or hyperness, stop, remember, take a deep breath, and feel again this state. Okay, so as you come back into the room, so to speak, be aware of the bottoms of your feet, remembering to drink water. Remember to be well grounded before you drive tonight or tomorrow morning. Remember to not listen to this activation while driving or operating heavy machinery. Remember, you are the God within. And you are as Prime Source created you. Remember to rest in God when you are feeling a bit tired or overstressed or overloaded or overwhelmed. Take time out. You are your own master. And with that, we will say goodbye for now. Namaste. Always remembering that you are loved and supported from the realms of light and love, and that your pets are watched over and cared for. Remembering to drink lots of water tonight. Food's going to taste really delicious, like it should. And know that you are divinely guided at all times, even if you don't listen to that guidance. Many blessings from the quantum. Take care. Journey well. And have a wonderful sleep tonight.